This is Janie Manzouri-Stanford, Deputy Features and Global Editor at Estates Gazette. I'm here with Dr. Azmil Khalid, who is Group President and CEO of Malaysian infrastructure and property firm Alloy MTD.
Good afternoon.
And Alloy MTD is making its re-entry into the London market with the development of One Crown Place. Can you tell us all about your vision for the project?
Well, when we first acquired this piece of property, when we bid it for it, when it was put for sale by UBS, it came with a planning permit for 400,000 square feet of office space. But from our perspective, we felt that we wanted this piece of property, which is so close to the City of London, and yet being part of the Hackney Shoreditch growth, we wanted to enhance this piece of property to be able to tap in the two parts of London. We wanted a mixed-use project that allows people to live and work within the confines of the City of London, and also enjoy the amenities and the vibrancy of Shoreditch. And we put forward a proposal to the Borough of Hackney whereby we put in some 246 units of residential, 150,000 square feet of commercial space, a boutique hotel, and 8,000 square feet of retail space. What we want is that for this area to complement, as I said, the City of London as well as Shoreditch, where there's activity from 9 to 9, Monday to Sunday, as opposed to just being a Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 sort of area. So that was the vision we set forth for One Crown Place. And I'm happy to advise that the Borough of Hackney saw the same vision and gave us last year the planning permit for this vision that we had.
So you mentioned that you bought the site in 2013 from UBS.
Yes.
And if market conditions then were what they are now, would this still have been an investment that you would have sought?
I get asked that question many times. My answer is that our vision then and our vision today, even if the with the prevailing market conditions is evident, is present, yes. The answer is a simple yes, because we feel this piece of property has got the attributes for that vision that will not change if the conditions had differed, if it was now, then.
Yeah.
It would be the same.
London was an attractive investment opportunity 3 years ago. Do you think it's still attractive to cross-border capital today?
I'm of the opinion that regardless of what's happened right now with Brexit and what have you and the environment around the world, London will always be a centre of attraction. You've seen the waves of investments coming from the Middle East, from the subcontinent, from Russia, from the Asia Pacific, from US and Canada over different periods of time. London will always remain that. Who comes in at what time of the cycle is the only difference. But I remain enthusiastic and convicted to say that London will always be a centre of cross-border investments. It's got so much to offer, and I feel that this will not change, Brexit or otherwise.
And would it be a fair assessment to say that London is proving particularly popular or attractive to Malaysian capital at the moment?
Malaysia is part of the Commonwealth, and a lot of the captains of industry and also people running companies in Malaysia are children of the Commonwealth and also were educated here in the UK. So UK brings to them familiarity, also comfort, and the level of confidence because you know part of your upbringing, and they will always keep coming here, and it will be the first port of call if any company was to go and invest overseas. They'll always have that attraction.
One Crown Place signals Alloy MTD's return to the UK market after a previous stint in the UK from 96 to 2000. Is it a toe in the water to see about further expansion into the UK market?
Well, we have gone through this experience with One Crown Place, bring ourselves up the learning curve again. And with the experience that we have, we feel confident if there was a proposition along the lines of One Crown Place, or even if it's not, where we feel there's commercial value, of course, we will continue to do it. But at the end of the day, it's a commercial decision. But what I'm happy is that we've gone through the learning process. After being away for such a long time, we now understand again how the market works. It's given us a new level of confidence that if something was to come our way and it makes commercial sense, we want to do it.
With that level of confidence, it certainly sounds like the future is bright for Alloy MTD in
London.
Well,
I hope so, God willing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.